This is VOA News V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, the 117th Congress gets underway today, and the U.S. House of Representatives elects a new speaker. Democratic incumbent Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed. Pelosi is the first woman in U.S. history to serve as House Speaker, and she has signaled that this would be her final term as Speaker and possibly her last term in the chamber. She is 80 years old. To assume the role of House Speaker, a member must receive 50% of the vote, plus one. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, lawmakers must vote in person in this new Congress. And Americans closed the door on the 116th Congress, which managed a government shutdown, the impeachment trial of the president, and the deadliest pandemic in a century. Looking to the week ahead in U.S. politics, control of the U.S. Senate will be determined on Tuesday when voters in the state of Georgia head to the polls in two Senate runoff elections. The outcome will have implications for President-elect Joe Biden's agenda. Two Democrats will need to defeat two incumbent Republicans for Mr. Biden's party to take control of the Senate. So far, only 3 million early votes have been cast in Georgia. And the new U.S. Congress meets Wednesday to officially count the votes cast by the Electoral College. There are 306 for President-elect Joe Biden and 232 for incumbent President Donald Trump. And then we move forward to the inauguration of the president on January 20th. In Brazil, the number of wildfires increased 12.7% last year to a decade high, according to official figures. This will likely add to pressure on the president over the destruction of the Amazon rainforest. This is VOA News. U.S. officials on Sunday defended the stumbling campaign to vaccinate millions of Americans against the coronavirus, saying they expected much more to be done in coming weeks. Top U.S. scientist Anthony Fauci told ABC News that the glitches were understandable in such a massive vaccination program and that he's hopeful because 500,000 people are now being inoculated a day, a far better number than when the program started last month. Some 4.2 million Americans have received initial doses of the two-dose vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna, but that is far below official predictions of 20 million by the new year. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams told CNN that part of the problem is that the virus occurred in the midst of a surge and that the local healthcare workers who would have administered the vaccines were already treating sick COVID-19 patients. President Donald Trump has placed the onus on states to orchestrate vaccine distribution once they receive their supplies. He tweeted on Sunday that the vaccines are being delivered to the states by the federal government faster than they can be administered. And in other news related to the pandemic, Egypt, which is the Arab world's most populous country, approved the use of a vaccine developed by Chinese pharma giant Sinopharm. The first batch of 50,000 doses of the vaccine was delivered in December, with another 50,000 expected this month, after which the inoculation program will kick off. Zimbabwe imposes a national lockdown with immediate effect following a surge in COVID-19 cases, creating a major problem for most citizens who rely on the informal employment sector. The Southern African nation is already struggling with a deepening economic crisis, hyperinflation, and high unemployment. Saudi Arabia announces the reopening of borders and the resumption of international flights after a two-week suspension aimed to stem the spread of a new COVID-19 strain in Britain and other countries. The European Union says it is ready to help drug companies expand coronavirus vaccine production to clear a bottleneck in distribution, with the EU Health Commissioner citing a worldwide shortage of production capacity. And a Japanese media report says a 29-year-old man has been arrested after allegedly breaking into the Tokyo residence of the Japanese emperor. He's not been named, but he reportedly spent 2 hours in the residence before he was discovered. For more stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.